The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
It's a new day.
So there's an online debate over this real-life issue. Check this out. You're sitting in a restaurant. There's a screaming baby at another table. Now, in this case, a man asked the mother if she could quiet her screaming kid down.
You already crossed the line, buddy.
That's funny. Her reaction was to post this argument between them. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I mean, again, this guy's getting into a territory you don't want to get into.
Here you go.
So this gentleman here is telling me to tell my 8-month-old to stop screaming because he has sensitive ears. I know it's loud, but he's an adult. He can leave, and he chooses not to leave. He's choosing me to tell me to take my baby out because he has sensitive ears. She's a child, sir. I didn't do anything.
You're causing this whole restaurant to have to hear our discussion. They don't want to eat that. They want to get their food.
You came to me about my child, did you not? You can't remove yourself from this restaurant. No, you're disrespectful, you're entitled, and you're being privileged right now.
I'm not responsible for the way that men have probably mistreated you in the past.
And I'm a happily married woman. What are you talking about, baby? I'm 10 years next week. So no one has mistreated me. You've been disrespectful.
To every man in the entire Hudson Valley.
Oh, you don't say, don't get up and say anything.
You don't say anything. And I'll tell you why. Unless you have been in that situation, and I've been in that situation, obviously, with my young kids, and you have to try to deal with it. People I find that have not had that situation are more likely to say something.
Well, this went on for more than 3 minutes. The manager finally came over to calm her down so the restaurant could get back to business as usual. As he did, the kid screamed twice. Now, I had little kids at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I ain't got no damn patience for screaming kids.
Oh, jeez. You just negated my whole argument.
I ain't got no time for that screaming crap, dude. I'm like, oh, hell no. Quiet your damn kid down.
Well, one thing, though.
Quiet your kid down.
One thing that we always have done or did with our young kids, we made sure we went to restaurants that were loud.
Yes, you go to one. You don't go to a family restaurant.
Loud restaurants.
Yes, yes. You know, and I made the mistake when my kids were little. I'd take them to a fancy restaurant, but
you can't do
it's that. Not a good idea because they scream. But now, the proper thing to do is if your kid is just screaming, you should get your kid and go outside until your kid calms down.
Or you
I mean, it's just a polite thing to do.
We used to give them a bottle or give them some sort of a snack or something.
Yeah, but if your kid's just wailing,
then you got to get up and walk out.
I mean, seriously, it's like if you're, it's like if you're in church,
yes,
and your kid screams in church, you want to get him out. If he's at a restaurant, screaming, you let the kid calm down outside for a little bit and come back in.
There are some people in church that refuse to
take
their kid outside.
I've heard that before, too.
I mean, they just scream and wailing and
screaming. You know what I do in that case? I just shake my head and go,
what? The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
It's a new day.